Let's use the same pattern, so the listening. And trying to come to a listening which is not seeking a sound, but allowing the sounds to come. So the sound of the train, just let it come to you. And the sound of crows or whatever, just let all the sounds come. And so this establishment of right mindfulness, non-grasping, non-becoming, this is the home ground. So then whatever activity we try in meditation, it's not to become simply just a kind of experiment, see how it works, not to try to get something. Let's get in touch with the body, with the posture, so come to the breathing. Feel the breath. Slowly begin to extend the breath. So it's still receptive. And long breath in, long breath out. The extension, just to bring in some vitality into the posture, extending down and up on the out breath. So now we've got all the time in the world, no rush. Bring your attention to the mouth, to the ears, the nose and the eyes, and the brain. So in receptive awareness, we're not looking for anything, so if you're looking for something, your brain gets tight, your eyes start to get tight. But when you just observe the brain, the eyes, you're in a more receptive state. Feel the whole head. Feel the neck and throat. Feel the hollow of the throat. And draw a line down to the center of your chest. Physical heart to the left. Spiritual heart at the center, slightly to the right. So, locate your attention at the center of the chest. And just let whatever perception or feeling, any sensation, let it come to you. So if there's nothing there, that's fine. So you're still receptive, but localizing that, then imagine the breath that's going into the center of the chest and out again. So keep the mind quite peaceful, non-becoming. So breathing in at the heart and breathing out. So now bring forth some image which opens the heart in empathy. So it could be the name of a person, could be a sense of gratitude to someone, could be the love of a pet or anything really. So for instance, if I use my brother, then I name him Peter. And then I bring that image into my heart, but I don't go into discursive thinking. I don't think about my brother. It's simply the trigger for a sense of kindness and care. So Peter, on the in-breath, and the out-breath, may you be well. Don't really need that much language himself. Just enough to stimulate that. So when you do this, you're trying to find something called kindness. Then you're reaching forward, this grasping, this becoming. And just receptive, suggestion, Peter, may you be well. And just stay centered at the physical heart, at the center of the chest there. Don't worry about any sort of particular quality of emotion. If it's there, it's there. So you can use the same sort of qualities of breathing with very smooth, gentle. You let go in the out-breath. And then keep stimulating that attitude of empathy by bringing up a name, an image, a suggestion. You might only need the suggestion every few breaths. You might like to do it every breath for a while. At some point, bring yourself into the practice. So on the in-breath, just to you fill your whole body with kindness through the heart. May I be well. May I be happy. Whatever language works for you. And then sometimes this will bring up feelings of sadness. So just try to be aware of that, the harm. We're using all experience as a way of deepening awareness. Maybe grief comes up or sorrow comes up. Just try to stay with the heart. So keep that receptive. Let the kind of heart speak to you. Let it just flower in whatever way it wants to. And then, of course, you can cycle through other friends. And then you can even approach difficult relationships. But first of all, get the sensitivity in the heart. Get that rolling first. these kinds of practices feel a bit forced or almost like me doing something, then you just relax away from it. Just come to a sense of open attention. Pure listening, which we call choiceless awareness. You're allowing whatever phenomena to come and go. But one's become quite established in body awareness, heart's open, mind is awake. Because sometimes the sense of doing all the time can seem very tiresome. So the patterns aren't rigid, it's really up to you to play about, try things out.